The Giza, the Hawkhead Nebula's premier casino hotel. Inspired by the ancient Earth civilization of the Egyptians. There are over 200 casino floors in our Sphinx-shaped spaceship, and countless entertainment decks, including the Nile Rapids, the Pyramid Diner, and of course, the theater containing our beloved owner and showman, Seth the Sensational!
Good job keeping your eyes anywhere else when I'm stood here glistening gold like this. Spangly. This next trick I performed to Her Majesty, the Queen of Lophos. Now, I don't know if you've seen a Lophiform, but they have the most fabulous sort of reflective, luminescent lure on their forehead. You know, like an anglerfish. Well, I can tell you, performing in front of the Lophiform royal family was just fabulous. For once, I wasn't the most reflective thing in the room. And you know me, I just had to have one of those gorgeous anglerfish bulbs. A spotlight wherever I go? How me is that, ladies and gentlemen? Can't you just see that? Now, concentrate, ladies and gentlemen. Can you see? Watch the screens, if it's too small. Can you see that? It's a little caterpillar on my finger here. Isn't she something? But she'll never be the belle of the ball looking like that. I'd lend her one of my cloaks, but I think they might be a few sizes too big for her. If only she could be a butterfly. Well, it's a good thing she's on the finger of Seth the Sensational, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? A one, a two, and there she goes, dancing in the air. Isn't she fabulous? Oh, stop.
Bravo! Thank you. Bravo! Hey! Woo! That's top notch, that is.
It's the same trick every night. Then he grows a flower in his hand, and then it's the melting of the ice sculpture in a split second. It's also gaudy.
Oh, quit your whinging, Captain, and have another drink. Oi! Excuse her, King Tut. Yes, you lovey. Another round for the final act, if you'd be so kind.
I just can't fathom what joy one gets out of knowingly being duped. I mean, it's all a trick, isn't it? And yet these imbeciles lap it up, you included. How many times have we sat through this tripe now anyway? Seven times? Eight? The days just blur together after a while.
Ah, that's the whole point of casinos. The architects build them in such a way as to make you lose track of time. No clocks, no windows, just the slots, shows, and getting sloshed on overpriced booze.
Overpriced? Everything here is paid for with our free guest credits.
I know, and I still feel ripped off. We should go on holiday more often.
Does that mean you consider what we usually do to be work? I thought you, of all people, would have no truck with magic.
Oh, this isn't magic, Captain. Don't you recognise that sound he's making? It's the same as that from my lovely bus. Oh, he's no magician. Just a time manipulator, performing nothing but simple vortex tricks. Aging caterpillars, wilting flowers in his hands, growing a beard in a flash. Oh, I'm not here for the show. I'm here for the looks on all these gullible people's faces. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, this takes me back.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, tonight was my 1,000,000th show! I hope you join me again for my 1,000,000th and first. But in the meantime, please enjoy all the entertainment Giza has to offer. I'm so proud to call it home. Bye-bye now, and stay sensational.
Get out of my way. Mind yourself.
I still don't get it. He's a time manipulator. All that larking about on stage is some sort of superpower.
Oh, Captain, you didn't half say some daft things at times. No, he's probably just got some stolen bit of kit stashed somewhere and he's siphoning vortex energy to something down his sleeve. I could whip something up like that if I wanted. But anyway, we've got 3 hours to kill till the next performance. So, what do you fancy?
Honestly, I don't think I can bear another of his tedious routines. He does 5 a day.
Well, you stay at the tables then, lovey, while I go and see how old Mabel's doing.
Mabel?
My fellow slotter. She's saving me seat every time we go to see Seth. I've told her she can pop off whenever she wants, but she's glued to them slots, can't get enough. Since we got here, I've not seen her budge once. And I've not seen her win either, because of that.
Well, you ladies enjoy yourselves.
And what will you do to pass the time, dare I ask?
Places, ladies and gentlemen. The game is Loom Poker.
Do you know, I may be thousands of years out of time, but I still know how to play a hand of poker. I say, dealer, I'll be right over. Enjoy your slots, Miss Wildtime.
And good luck to you too, Captain. Can't wait to see the look on your face when you realise this isn't your granny's poker. I'm back, Mabel, lovey. Did you miss me?
Eh?
Oh, won anything yet?
Nah.
Well, I'll wish you luck if you do the same for me.
Welcome to the Giza. Please input your guest number. Thank you, Eris Wild Timmy. Good luck.
Thank you. Come on, you mangy old machine. Auntie Iris fancies a new pair of boots. Oh, these slots are nothing but show. All fair and no knickers. Give me one of them end of the pier coin drop games any day. Oh, what do you call them, Mabel, love?
I don't know.
Still. For you. There's something uniquely human about being entertained by watching your money literally going down the drain. Oh, speaking of which, I've not had to put money in these machines since we first arrived. How much free credit do we get on our guest number again, love? Mabel? Not even a grunt this chime. Oh, you all right there, lovey? Oh, you took quite a tumble, didn't you, hey? Oh, you've been sat at these slots for days. Now, perhaps it's time you went to your room and had a little nap. Mabel? Oh, Mabel, wake up, you silly old bat. Mabels? Security! Someone! Anyone! Oh, you can't just die. Not when I'm talking to you. That's plain rude, that is.
Welcome to the Giza. Please input your guest number.
Oi, you, off that machine. It's barely cold. Can't you see there's a poor old dead woman lying here?
And? Third one I've seen today. People are always forgetting to eat or drink on these machines. Mind you, from the looks of it, she probably died of old age. Now, if you don't mind...
Oh, of all the blatant nerve. Captain!
Your action, sir, Monsieur Turner.
That's Captain Turner, thank you very much. And I shall raise you... Where are my chips?
You're attached to them. This is Limb Poker, kiddo.
Ha! Very funny. But where are they, really? Oh, you were serious. So, potentially, I really could lose an arm and a leg. I'll bet a fingernail. I've got some downy fluff on my back I wouldn't mind being separated from. Now, if you'd excuse me...
I've heard of strip poker, but this is ridiculous.
Monsieur Seth, shall I deal you a hand?
Oh, I certainly am looking for a hand, but not in that sense. Are you leaving us, Captain?
You know me?
Oh, please. You've been coming to my shows every night for a while now. How could I not notice you?
Well, I assure you it's not
bad. Be honest. The show. What do you think of it?
It's very loud.
And yet I could still sense that you weren't laughing. I have excellent hearing, you see. After the sheer volume of shows I've performed over the years, you get very good at pinpointing the silence in the room. Even a room that size.
Then I must apologize. I'm afraid my sense of humor is a touch outdated.
Not at all. I take constructive criticism very seriously, and I'd love you to help me improve. After a million performances, there are bound to be elements that are getting a little stale. I just hope I'm not one of them. So, any suggestions on how I can improve my show?
Stop doing them.
Oh, what a firecracker. That's exactly the sort of edge I'm looking for. Why don't you come with me to my suite backstage? I can show you where the real magic happens.
I'm afraid I'll have to decline, Mr. Sensational. You see, I'm in the middle of a game.
Monsieur Tenner, will you be severing your left or right arm?
On second thought, lead the way.
Ciao, folks. Enjoy your game.
Very well. The turn passes to Monsieur Abaddon.
Shame. That captain had a strong hand. Such lovely fingers.
Captain! Oh, my captain! Where the blooming heck has he got to? Hey, poker face. Have you seen a tweedy chap with a stick up his rear end? Goes by the name of Captain.
He just left with Mr. Seth.
Hey, what? Why, the two-faced... Ooh, I knew he had a soft spot for him, really. Hey, are you chaps playing limb poker? Ho, 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 forget the boots. Auntie Iris could do with a whole new pair of legs. Hey, card me.
Welcome to my suite. Make yourself at home. Go for a dip in my bathtub if you fancy it. It's gorgeous. Now then, let me fetch you a drink.
I'm quite fine, Mr. Seth. I want to be sober when I see these tricks of yours.
Oh, Captain, I'm so touched. Usually they want to be as drunk as humanly possible.
Time manipulation, isn't it?
Oh, now I am impressed. You have eyes like a hawk, I see. Come to the window with me. Just look at it, Captain. Ra, the god of suns. I knew the moment I saw it, I wanted to wake up every day to it. That's why we built the Giza in its orbit. It inspires me. Never changing, never dying, and the shiniest thing this side of the galaxy. Remind you of anyone?
Quite.
Oh, you don't need to be polite. Everyone's talking about it.
About what?
Yes, I dyed my skin gold. I've put lapis lazuli in my hair and I've galvanized my teeth with silver, but I'm a performer. I'm the show. When people buy a ticket, they're buying me, because without the show, what am I good for?
You'd look smashing on my mantelpiece.
When I discovered Ra, I started reading up on ancient Egypt, just to know why they named it Ra. And you know what? Those gods never aged. Instead, their skin turned to gold and their bones turned to silver. And I just found that fabulous. I've poured everything I am into the Giza, and I'm no fool. I know I can't keep this up forever. One day, the Giza will continue orbiting Ra without me. And that frightens me.
There now.
But the gods lived forever. Long after Egypt fell, those gods lived on. They were renamed, redesigned, reappropriated throughout time.
But then hundreds of thousands of years later, when we discover something as magnificent as this star, we name it in tribute to them. That's how you live forever, truly. By being golden.
A million shows, though. Surely retirement is on the cards soon.
I'm only doing 5 shows a day. At my peak, it was 10. When I first cut down to 9, it almost killed me.
But I dare say you could survive only doing 1 a day, if that. Less is more, I've heard. I mean, wait a tick. 5 shows a day.
I know. It's a poor show, really.
Well, and today was your 1 millionth? But that must mean...
Go on.
I may not be a mathematician, but that means you must have been doing this for... ages.
About 500 years in showbiz. Try topping that. And aren't I looking good on it?
But how?
A magician never reveals his secrets unless the person asking is extra nice.
Time manipulation. The same way you turn those caterpillars into butterflies.
Not exactly. I wish it were that simple. But no, I said the geezer might be nothing without me. In truth, I would be nothing without the geezer. Hasn't it bothered you that this whole time you've never had to pay for a single thing? Or why there's no money in a casino?
It only really bothered me when the alternative was my own damned limbs.
True, some of the guests have grown a little frustrated and resorted to such ghastly activities, but everyone else is quite content to keep on gambling with unlimited credits.
Only it isn't gambling, is it? Not if there aren't any consequences.
But people stay. Nobody's trapped here. You can check out any time.
Hypnotism, then?
Not that good a magician.
What are they gambling?
You know the old saying, Captain? Time is money. Take a look in the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hon, I'm being literal. There's a mirror there. Look at yourself.
I don't understand.
How long do you think it's been since you last looked in a mirror?
On the bus. Not long at all. Only a few days. A week. 2 weeks. Good God. A month. Just over a month.
Not a very long time to turn grey, is it? Or your skin to wrinkle.
How long have I been here?
Oh, I've lost track myself how long ago it was when I first saw you. Doesn't time just fly when you're having fun? Now, excuse me.
Oh, good heavens.
It's time for my bath.
Oh, where the bloomin' heck is he? Where the bloomin' heck is anything, for that matter? I feel like I've been running around for years.
Would you like to play a game, Iris Wildstimmy?
Oh, you can shut up and all. I'm looking for my friend.
I can offer you assistance. Where did you last see your friend?
He went to the poker tables, but I cleaned them out, and I couldn't find head nor tail of him. One of you heads and tails, mind.
Where is the second most likely place he'd be?
Well, he went off with Seth the Sensational. So where does he go between shows?
I am not at liberty to divulge Seth's personal whereabouts.
Well, where's his bedroom, then? Surely you can tell me that.
Fat chance.
Ooh, you pesky mechanic. Ah! Ah! Oh! Ah! What'd you do that for? Giving me a blooming belt.
I am feeling very attacked.
You lot are doing something to the guests. You're hypnotizing them, making them die of exhaustion.
Hypnotism is not in our programming.
Well, then you've mastered the next best thing, addiction. You've engineered the perfect environment for the most addictive gaming experience in the galaxy.
That could be a good slogan.
I want to speak to the manager. I want to speak to Seth now, or I'll thump you into next Wednesday.
Row 16, cadaver cleanup squad assemble. Please take Iris Wildstimmy to the checkout desk. Her time with us is over.
blooming egg is this? Ooh, I feel all wet and electrified. Did I miss something fun? Well, wait. Oh, I'm about. Whoa, this can't be the checking out desk. Oh, what am I lying on? Hello? Hello? Mabel? Oh, no. Mabel, is that you? Oh, this is where they bought you. I'm on a mountain of guests. Please don't be here, Captain. Captain! Captain! Oh, God. I hope I've not just thrown myself on the rubbish dump for nothing. Captain! If you're down there, say so much!
Iris?
Captain!
Why all the hysteria, woman? Come on in.
Well, that's a sight for sore eyes. Captain, what the hell are you doing in a bath with Seth the Sensational?
It's not what it looks like.
No?
No.
No.
The water is restorative.
Captain, there's a pile of dead bodies behind Seth's suite, size of a small moon, and you're sat there soaking with a man who's killing them.
What?
They're killing themselves, my dear. It's not my responsibility. When you check in, you sign a document stating that it is not the fault of the geezer if gamblers forego food, drink or sleep.
But that's the trick. Your machines, they're too addictive.
That isn't a crime. The families of everyone who perishes have been contacted. Very few come to collect.
Honestly, Iris, take a dip. It's doing wonders for my greys.
You haven't got any greys.
Not anymore, but I'd grown old here, Iris. We've been here for a year, possibly more.
Try 110. Whoops.
You're kidding.
Nope. Isn't it fabulous? Let me explain.
Oh, no, you don't. Time manipulation. I know you're capable. You're stopping time in this casino, but everyone's still aging.
Honestly, darling, if I had that sort of power, do you think I'd be running a casino? It's the slots. They're no more addictive than any other, but there is one difference. Time is money here. I don't ask for a penny, just your days, your hours. Hell, even minutes can come in handy. I drain the guests of their time and pump it into my bathtub, et voila! My very own fountain of youth. In exchange, I prolong the lives of everyone here while giving them the holiday of their dreams. It's a win-win. Even our orbit around Ra has been scientifically calculated to distort everybody's body clocks. They don't grow tired or even notice how long they've been here. Isn't that fabulous?
Then let's address the great whopping elephant in the room, shall we?
Oh, sorry. Would you like me to put on a towel?
No, I didn't mean that. Ooh, but come to mention it. Who gave you the time manipulator, Seth?
The geezer's reputation reaches every corner of the galaxy. It attracts all sorts of people. Androids, aliens. Now and again, time travellers such as yourself. It's not hard to tear open a time machine, plug it into the slot machines and drain their users of their life force. Well, OK, it is a bit hard, but then I am sensational!
No.
Can I just say, I adore this retro look of yours. It's so kitsch.
You didn't.
See for yourself.
Now listen here, you can drain your guests, kidnap my friends, but no one lays a finger on me bus. Tonya, limb from limb, you poor little sweetheart.
You two came just at the right time. My last manipulator was wearing a bit thin, and it was nothing like this. Oh, I was ready to announce my retirement, but then in you come, giving me all so much more.
Don't you dare talk to me like that. Don't you dare act like this is stealing your neighbour's Wi-Fi. You've stolen the one thing I have in this whole universe. You've torn it apart, and me with it. This ends right here. Right now!
I am not ruining my hair to play at fisticuffs with an old bag. No offence, but come on, take a dip. It looks like you could really use some work.
Tell you what, let's settle this on a stage. A magic off. I thought to spice up your tired little act.
You really think you can put on a better show than me?
And if I do, We take back the bus. And you find yourself another time machine to drain. You win. And you can run the old girl dry.
Iris, no, you can't.
Don't try and stop me, Captain. That's my ship. This is my fight. My gamble.
Mr. Seth, 5 minutes until showtime.
Well, well. I hadn't realized how much I'd missed the thrill of a risk. Let's play. But tell me you're not wearing that. My shows do have a reputation to maintain.
Tch.
Tonight's show is going to be a little different, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very special guest hoping to out me as a charlatan, presenting Iris Wildtime!
Oh, give over! I'm trying to save your lives here!
For the challenge, we are going to require an assistant from the audience! Oh, I'm sorry. We have both already chosen our assistant. Meet my very special friend, Captain Edwin Turner! Aren't you just giddy to be here?
Giddy isn't even the word!
You do know what you're doing, don't you, Iris?
Well, I did try to copy his time manipulator, but I only had a few minutes.
Reassuring as ever.
I shall begin with a trick I have always wanted to perform, but have never had a good enough opportunity. You've seen me age a caterpillar into a butterfly. Now watch me do the reverse. Hold still, Captain. Your life is about to flash before your eye.
You say? What's happening?
Captain. Captain. Where are you? Oh, Ecky Thump.
Did you see that, ladies and gentlemen? It's been told my shows can make you feel like a child again. And here's the proof. Now, Miss Wildtime, restore him.
Tell you what, I've got a better idea. Here goes nothing.
What are you doing? I said the captain, not me.
Show them who you really are. Behind the glamour, behind the performance. Show them the real Seth.
I am the real Seth.
What's it done to me?
I thought the geezer was missing something. You've got your pyramids, your sphinx, but you know what you were missing? A good old-fashioned mummy.
My skin. What have you done to my skin?
Show me.
I'm a monster.
Oh, have you only just noticed?
What's that light? Ra! Ra! Is that you? You're burning me.
It's just the spotlight, Seth.
So bright. You're burning me, Ra. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're killing me.
Your final spotlight, Seth. Your final show. Do it, proud lad.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. And stay sensational.
So, ta-da. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you something now. I'm not changing your nappies. Oi, get off, you little monkey. I'm not your mother. Ladies and gents, the show is over. The whole facade. You can go home now, and trust me, you will have been missed. That's the thing about holidays. As good as they are, you're always glad to be home by the end of them. even if the holidays happen to be 110 years long. Now, come on. Let's get you back to normal. Woo, goochie, 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 goo. Who's a little cutie pie then? Give us a big smile. Come on, smile for your Auntie Iris. Well, you've got to hand it to Seth. As evil, soul-draining plans go, a bathtub is among the more agreeable.
I could definitely get used to this.
Well, don't, Bugsy Malone. I'm not dragging a teenager around time and space with me. And I'm not buying you any more clothes. You'll just grow out of them.
How long till I'm back to normal?
I don't know, do I? Just sit back and relax. Let the waters wash all over you.
Iris.
Oh!
We might have relaxed for longer than we realised.
You can say that again. Crikey, you have grown, haven't you?
Quite. Anyway, I was thinking we should probably
head back to the bus. Come on, then. Oh, I'll bring your little rubber ducky with you.